I didn't play that game. No dollars.
No dollars. Well, we played Warzone. We didn't have dollars either.
I could play that game.
I used to play Marvel, a game called Euchre. Grid to have nine. Big square ring, you know, and one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get off about 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Euchre. We used to have a big game of that. I want my thumb to still stiff. I couldn't.
Well,
couldn't
you shoot left handed.
Yeah.
I was shot right handed. That old thumb joint gets a sore.
Yeah. That joint gets so sore in there, I couldn't move it.
But you play anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, when you put a shoe on a horse, what did you drive the nails into?
Hoof.
That's the horny part, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And he has four of those?
Mm-hmm.
If we were talking about cattle and horses, how about sheep? Were they raised here?
No, they wasn't. We didn't have no sheep. We murdered out on goats here the last 6-7 years. They bring them in now to eat up the brawlers.
Oh.
They're good for pasture.
That's what I've heard. They'll really clean it out.
Yeah, they will. Eh? Brawl line.
It's a lot easier than pulling them, isn't
it? Yeah, I need a bunch down in mine.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with them when you raise goats? Sell milk?
No. Well, some people milk them and sell it, but they use it mostly just for meat.
Well, you see, you know, there's a milk goat and there's a goat that don't give any milk hardly at all, you see. It takes all of that to raise the little one, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a milk goat, you know, and they give about maybe half a gallon, you see.
Mm.
Yeah.
I haven't drank any goat milk.
I haven't either. Well, what do you call, we said that boars or bulls and, things like that. What do you have with sheep?
Have a male, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what's the female called?
Wheeze.
Mm-hmm. And what do they raise sheep for mostly?
For wool.
And some meat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How about hogs?
Well, hogs, they're just meat. For meat they raise.
This is one of those terms.
Yeah.
What do you call it when you take a boar and remove his testicles?
He's a boar.
He's a boar?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call this act of removing them?
Castrating.
Uh-huh. And that's the same for pigs or, or steers or
horses or anything.
Any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what is he before this is done to him?
Well, he'd be a male or...
Male? Ever use the word boar?
Yeah.
A boar hog or something like that?
Or a male, either one.
Uh-huh. We mentioned hogs. What's the difference between a hog and a pig?
Well, one's just a baby, isn't a grown hog.
Uh-huh.
Like a boy and a man.
Okay. Now, what are the little pigs called?
It's called pig.
They're pigs, huh?
Yeah.
And how about those, those thick hairs on the back of the male?
Bristle.
Uh-huh. And those big teeth?
Tushies.
They're wicked, aren't they?
Oh, man, yeah.
I heard a man tell me that a big old male came at him and his horse and got under his horse and threw back his head and just cut that horse wide open under there.
Yeah, that happened to me down here on Little River one time. Wow. Back then Cambridge. We used to go down and get our meat, you see, a long time ago.
You down there and hunted?
Mm-hmm. Boy, I guess some old male down there about that high is about 6-7 year old and they were mean.
Mm. How do they taste when they run wild like that?
Oh, they not too good. They're not like our meat nowadays. See, they just acorn fed and they eat cane roots and stuff like that. It didn't, it wasn't as good as it is now, but because we all thought it was pretty good then.
Yeah. How do you feed hogs now when you have them out in the field? Do you put their feed in anything
special? Yeah, have feed troughs. Have different kind of feed troughs. Some of them has a feeder, they call it, built up, and they just fill that feeder full, and then they go eat whenever they want to.
Well, what do you call a sound made by a calf when he's being weaned? What do you say he does?